Candlelight and Clarity, Why Faith and Reason Walk Together. In the quiet hush of an old stone church, where stained glass softens the afternoon light into pools of deep crimson and gold, something true settles over the heart. Faith and reason aren't enemies. They're just companions on the long road, steadying each other when the path gets a little hazy. Some people think choosing one means turning your back on the other. They think faith is a soft glow that asks no questions, and reason is a cold blade that cuts every mystery down to size. But that's a false picture. It leaves out the way real faith has always welcomed the searching mind, and honest reason has always found itself bowing before something bigger than itself. Consider the great cathedrals. Those towering spaces weren't built by people who shut their eyes and hoped that the stones would hold. Arches and foundations were measured, calculated, and tested. They used every tool of reason available to them so that the building could rise high enough to catch the light and shelter the prayers. The Finnish church doesn't apologize for its engineering. It celebrates it. Reason served faith, and faith gave reason a purpose worth working for. There's a pattern to the life of the mind that seeks God all the time. Reason asks thoughtful questions. It notices patterns. It tests claims against evidence. Faith doesn't fear those questions because God isn't threatened by honesty. When reason reaches the edge of what can measure, faith steps forward with open hands and says, "Here's the mystery that holds even the measuring." They don't dismiss each other, they just take turns leading. There are people who fear reason will always try to debunk God. They've seen clever arguments that treat the divine like a leftover piece that gets thrown away when the gaps are filled. But there's more to it than that. There's also reasoning that looks at the order of the stars, the reliability of natural law, and the deep hunger in every human heart for justice and meaning, and concludes that all those things point to something bigger than themselves. It's not a force to believe. By clearing a space, belief can stand without embarrassment. For its part, faith doesn't mean we should stop thinking. It's an invitation to think in the presence of someone who knows all the answers but still loves to ask them. Psalms are full of wonders. Prophets argue with God. The disciples ask Jesus for explanations and get patient replies. Scripture itself models a faith that engages the mind instead of silences it. We shrink faith when we treat it like something that has to be protected from curiosity. Curiosity and faith grow stronger together when we let them walk hand in hand. It's gorgeous to hold these two together under the Gothic arch of Christian imagination. Gothic spirits have always been fascinated by light and shadow, the solemn and the hopeful, ancient stone and burning flames. Faith without reason can be a closed place where questions aren't welcome. Reason without faith can be a bare hall with no windows. Combined, they create a space both vast and intimate, like a cathedral at dusk when the last light filters through colored glass and the candles start to glow. Take a look at truth itself. Truth doesn't fear being examined. It stands firm in the face of the brightest light. Christian belief is that the deepest truth about reality is personal, that the universe is anchored by a Word who became flesh. It's bold. It wants to be tested. It wants history, philosophy, science, and lived experience to be carefully scrutinized. The more carefully one looks, the more the pieces fit together into a coherent and beautiful whole, far from collapsing under the weight of questions. Keeping faith honest keeps reason from becoming a closed system that pretends the only thing that matters is the ones that fit under a microscope. Reason keeps us from superstition and wishful thinking. They guard us against two common mistakes: treating every mystery as a problem to solve, and treating every question as a threat to be silenced. In practical life, this partnership shows up in ordinary ways. Parents can talk about light and the one who made the stars. It's okay to honor the careful science of medicine, as well as the deeper hope that every life is precious to God when you treat the sick. While carving stone or composing music, artists can strive for technical excellence while also knowing that beauty itself is a gift. They just live in the overlap where faith and reason are at home. Gothic atmosphere reminds us that there are seasons of doubt, nights when the candles flicker low, moments when the questions feel heavier than the answers. In those times, the partnership still holds. Reason can look at the doubt without panicking. Faith can wait in the dark without pretending the light has gone out forever. Together, they keep us from despair and shallow certainty. Those who have endured for a long time have understood this balance instinctively. They wrote with both rigor and reverence. They loved logic and worship. They knew that the mind is a gift and that it's meant for love. Their example still stands today. Faith and reason don't have to be held together in a new way. All we need to do is recover an older one, one that built cathedrals and wrote hymns and asked hard questions. At the end, faith and reason aren't problems to be solved, but friendships to be formed. Like any friendship, it takes patience, honesty, and letting each partner be completely themselves. Reason doesn't have to pretend that it can come to every conclusion on its own. Faith doesn't have to pretend that questions are dangerous. The result is a life that's both thoughtful and trusting, both clear-eyed and open-hearted when both are free to do what they do best. Under Gothic skies, life has a certain texture. It respects the long silence of winter, the sudden brightening of Easter morning, the weight of stone, and the fragility of candle flames. While it doesn't rush to tidy every mystery, it refuses to use mystery as an excuse for carelessness. With all its tools, it seeks understanding, then kneels. Kneeling doesn't mean giving up. It's just the glad recognition that the mind was made for something bigger. Don't give up on the old false choice. Faith and reason aren't enemies. They're fellow travelers on the road to the one who's both true and love. Walk with them both. Let faith and reason light up the same path. They make the journey richer when neither is left behind.